90.3 KNBA Santana, along with Michelle Branch helping out on the vocals on The Game of Love from Santana's Shaman release. And in front of that, we heard from Drive-By Truckers from the Dirty South with Carl Perkins Cadillac. It's 8:47, 13 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, Wednesday morning, middle of the week on Morning Line. Programming on KMBA, supported by Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, celebrating 37 years of operating and maintaining the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Well, if you've been tuning in to KMBA news this week, you've heard John Canestas present a series of presentations on aging in Alaska. And this morning, Jocelyn featured a couple of folks from the UAA WAMI program, Renee Contreras and Ian Van Tet's recent guests on Morning Line, talking about a couple of very important issues, including a shortage of physicians in Alaska, especially in rural regions. And today we've got a guest who's going to tell us a lot more about that issue and maybe find some solutions too. I'd like to welcome to the program Professor Quentin Ruhr. Am I pronouncing your last name right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to switch this because I see somebody last night turned off your microphone. Make sure this is working. Okay, let's try that again. Now, good morning. Quentin is a professor and pre-health professions advisor at WAMI School of Medical Education. So we heard Renee and Ian talking about the paucity of physicians in rural Alaska, and you have an event coming up that's going to be seeking to recruit future physicians in rural Alaska and elsewhere, an event coming up this Saturday. What's it all about?
This Saturday, our annual pre-med summit will be taking place on the UAA campus. And the summit is designed to help our pre-med students optimize their chances of gaining entry into a medical program. The pre-med summit will provide coverage of the undergraduate coursework that pre-med students would want to complete during their undergraduate years. There'll also be information as to how the pre-med students might obtain volunteer and shadow positions. It is important to have some healthcare experience in hand by the time the primary med school application is submitted. We'll provide mock interviews for any participants who are interested in getting over that first interview hurdle.
Is it, you mean interview for applying to school?
Or? Yeah, medical schools subject applicants to a 30 to 60 minute interview, and that can be the deciding event. That can be the key event when it comes to the med school application process. And we've noticed that pre-med students can benefit from going through a trial interview or a mock interview before they experience the real thing. And typically, we try to round up some questions that medical programs have used quite recently during their selection process. We give the summit attendees some of those questions just to give them a hint as to what they might experience during an actual medical school interview.
We think of medical school. I mean, the perception I've always had is this has got to be some of the most rigorous, you know, training for a profession that there can be. So I would assume that the interview would be just as rigorous and certainly would have that intimidation sort of effect. So I guess this mock interview is to kind of ameliorate the stress from that situation.
Right. Some medical schools really drag interviewees through the fire during the interview, whereas with other programs, the interview might be conversational for the most part. But by way of the interviews, the medical schools are seeing what kind of interpersonal skills the applicant has. They might be after a demonstration of humanity or empathy. All in all, they want to see if the applicant will end up being a good representative of that particular medical program. And the selection process is very competitive nationwide, and it's competitive as far as the Alaska WAMI program goes. Each year, as of late, we've been working with around 75 applicants for just 20 seats. So the WAMI interview can be a very important event for someone interested in gaining entry into the WAMI program.
And who is really the intended audience for the summit that's coming up on Saturday?
We urge anyone who might be interested in any of the health professions to attend the summit. The bulk of the attendees might be at the undergraduate level, but we expect to see quite a few high school students as well, along with parents and counselors and high school and university instructors, really anyone who is interested in any of the health professions, not just MD work, is welcome to take part in the summit. It's a day-long event. We do...
Walk us through. What's going to happen?
Well, there'll be brief addresses by the UAA Chancellor and Provost, along with a brief presentation by Bill Hogan, the Dean of the College of Health. Jane Shelby, the Director of the Alaska WAMI Program, will provide some background information as to what the WAMI Program consists of. Then there'll be some information provided by Stella Yee, who will be traveling up to Alaska from the Office of Admissions at the University of Washington. She'll let the audience know what the WAMI program is looking for when it comes to the experiences applicants might have. Then there'll be some breakout sessions. One is a pre-college session that's geared towards the provision of information to high school students or junior high students. There'll be an undergraduate session along with one that's designed to provide information to non-traditional students. When it comes to all three of those breakouts, first-year WAMI students will be participating. So attendees will have a chance to gain information from medical students who have very recently and successfully made their way through the medical school application process. There'll be an hour and a half lunch break, and during the lunch period, people will have a chance to go through mock interviews, and there'll also be some information provided during the lunch hour on osteopathic medicine and our physician assistant program, the summer medical and dental education program, which is offered at various locations nationwide, will be covered during a brief lunchtime session. Then, early in the afternoon, Katie Branch from the Area Health Education Center will be providing some information as to how pre-medical people might obtain volunteer and shadow positions. That'll be followed up by a keynote presentation that will be provided by Melissa Schein and Nora Nagaruk, who are both Alaska WAMI graduates. Melissa is a family physician here in Anchorage, whereas Nora is now working in Nome. But they'll provide coverage of the paths that they followed that led them to where they are today. And then we'll wrap the day up with some hands-on experiences at the Health Sciences Building. I should mention that the Pre-Med Summit will take place at Rasmussen Hall on the UAA campus, but things will wrap up at the new Health Sciences Building. We'll have a suturing workshop at the Health Sciences Center, and we'll provide tours of the gross anatomy lab and the simulation lab.
Okay. So the actual the activities in Rasmussen Hall, that's from 9 to 4, and then the hands-on activities and tours follow that?
Yeah, the experiences at the Health Sciences Building will probably begin at around 3:45 p.m., and we realize that it's kind of a long day. The Health Sciences Building events are certainly optional, but they tend to be enjoyable things for the participants to go through.
Yeah. Now, is there any pre-registration that's needed to attend the summit?
Well, we urge people to register online if at all possible. If you carry out a Google search with Alaska WAMI Pre-Med Summit as your search words, the link will be the first thing that comes up. But it's even possible to register the morning of the event at Rasmussen Hall.
And if you, I'll make a quick note. If you Google WAMI, the acronym is WWAMI.
Right. Yeah, there are two W's now with the addition of Wyoming. But early registration helps us provide enough lunch for everyone, for one thing.
Okay. Well, that's always important. Sure. There's a special deal for folks in Kodiak, too.
Yeah, we'll be teleconferencing with Kodiak. There are pre-medical conferences offered in Fairbanks and in Juneau. Historically, we teleconference with those locations, but Juneau and Fairbanks have developed pre-med clubs, and pre-med advisement is available at those locations now. They've developed their own informative conferences that are used to for anyone, again, with a pre-medical interest.
Okay. A great chance this weekend to hook up with WAMI School of Medical Education and find out how you can begin your physician's career at UAA and then run down to Seattle, UW, and I strongly recommend checking out the WAMI sub-website on the UAA website. Lots of great information there and great work that the organization is doing. Quentin, Dr. Rewer, I want to thank you very much for stopping in and chatting with us a little bit this morning. I want to remind folks the 9th Annual Alaska Pre-Med Summit with WAMI happening this Saturday, 9 to 4 at Rasmussen Hall, followed by hands-on activities at the Health Sciences Building. Thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you for the airtime, Danny. We really appreciate it.
Very welcome. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. The fax is 793-3536. Or you can stop on by and say hi. We're located in the Natuch Nonprofit Center at 3600 San Geronimo Drive in Anchorage. That's it for Morning Line for today. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids. You're tuned to 90.3 KMBA Anchorage.